Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
David's lament over Saul and Jonathan, 2 Samuel 1, verses 19 to 27, is a masterpiece of loyalty and love. Yet it has, at its beginning, climax, and ending, these doleful words, "How the mighty have fallen," verses 19, 25, and 27, reminding us of the brevity of time and the uncertainty of life. We see both the magnanimity of David's grace toward Saul and the depth of his heartache for Jonathan. And yet he links the two together in their deaths, though there was ongoing tension in their lives, especially in their attitude and actions towards David. Yet from the moral high ground, David declares, quote, "Saul and Jonathan were beloved and pleasant in their lives, and in their death they were not divided," verse 23. He describes them as, quote, "the beauty of Israel," verse 19, "the mighty," verse 21, "swifter than eagles and stronger than lions," verse 23, and "beloved and pleasant in their lives," verses 23 and 26. He longed that the men would appreciate their prowess, verse 22, and the women their generosity, verse 24, that the enemy would be bereft of enjoyment in their victory, verse 20, and that the scene of Israel's defeat, Mount Gilboa, would be bereft of the endowment of rain or dew, verse 21. Samuel Rideout writes, quote, "Nowhere does the character of David shine out more clearly than it does in the subdued light of this elegy. Unselfishness, the ignoring of Saul's evil, the entire absence of personal resentment and of the slightest note of triumph, all are here present. The love, too, for Jonathan, deeper and sweeter than could possibly be had for Saul, finds here fitting expression. The very brevity of the elegy shows all the more its beauty," end quote. As always, here is a practical lesson, quote, "Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and do not let your heart be glad when he stumbles." Proverbs 24, verse 17.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.